الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فالحمد لله by the will of Allah سبحانه وتعالى you brothers have now studied مرفوعات منصوبات and مجرورات that's amazing that's a big base for all of نحو to develop later at least with أسماء and inshallah we'll talk about أفعال and how a فعل changes due to إعراب later inshallah but if you can get this base down strong Your i'rab of Quran, your understanding of Nahu, having to do with Asma, will be very, very strong. So, six marfu'at. Who can name them? Those watching at home, pause the video. Name them yourselves. All right. Go ahead. Six marfu'at. Mubtada, Farooq, excellent. Khabar, excellent. Fa'il. Na'ib an al-fa'il. You got four. Ism kana and khabar inna. Excellent, mashallah, I'm impressed. Now, 11 mansubat. Go ahead. Now remember, I taught you guys a trick how to memorize these, right? So there's two things you can easily get that you already got from marfuat. Ism inna will be mansub because we just said khabar inna is marfu'. So ism inna, khabar kana. Easy, right? Now, how many maf'ulat?
Five.
So name them.
Maf'ul bihi.
Maf'ul bihi.
Maf'ul fihi.
Maf'ul mutlaq.
Maf'ul mutlaq.
Maf'ul li ajli.
Maf'ul li ajli.
Maf'ul ma'ahu.
Maf'ul ma'ahu. Excellent. Now, what else do we have left?
Maf'ul
fihi. We already said that, mashallah. So we got five maf'ulat, so we're good on maf'ulat. And that's why it's good to remember that there is five, so you don't keep going back and forth. Like maf'ul lahu. And dharf, we know that those are already taken before. Maful li ajlihi is also called maful lahu. And dharf is maful fihi. So we got those. And what do we have left?
Al hal.
Hal.
Al
tamyiz. Al mustathna. And Usama. Excellent. Munada. That's 11 munsubat. You guys are doing excellent. You know, ask somebody who studied nahu for a long time. Just go up to him. Just ask him, can you name all the munsubat? And you'll see people will be stuck. Majrurat. There's only two. Go ahead. We just did this in the last dars. And there are only two. Mudaf ilay and when it comes after huruf al-jar. Excellent. So those are the only two things that are from in and of themselves majrurat. Tayyib. Now the one thing that's left is what's called at-tawabi'. At-tawabi', what does taba'a mean?
To follow.
To follow. So tawabi, they are followers, right? They will follow something. So there's only four of them, and inshallah we will go over some of them. This is more of an introduction. We'll have inshallah one more dars related to this subject. But this is important because now, many times when you went and did your homework, you looked at something and you said, why is this majrur? There's no harf al-jar here. It's not mudaf ilay. Many times it's because it was tabi' to something else. Or you found it marfu or mansub or in other ahwal, thinking, why is it this way? And it turns out the reason is going to be is because it's following something else. It doesn't have its own ruling. So when you memorize this, inshallah, after this, any ayah of Quran, any hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you find any ism in it, you will be able to tell me what hal is it in. Any ism. Throughout the Quran, throughout a hadith, af'al, there is one category of af'al which is different from this where it'll become sakin, majzoom, it'll get a sukoon on it. And we'll discuss that inshallah when we get to af'al. But with asma, which is a vast majority of the words in the Quran and ahadith, you will be able to tell every single hal of it, you will know it inshallah ta'ala. Now, like I said, this is some beginning stuff. We could go into advanced like ism, laysa and all those kinds of things, but inshallah everything in its stages. So there's only four real tawabi'. There's four reasons an ism will become tabi' to another ism. Tayyib? One, it's called a sifa or na'at. Na'at and sifa, for right now, it's the same thing to you guys. And as we discussed, there are discussions amongst ulama, what if there is a difference, and what is the difference, and was it a difference of linguistic istilah of different areas, but we're not going to get into all of that right now. Right now, we're going to go with the fact that na'at and sifa mean something that describes something. Tayyib? You understand?
Yes.
Excellent. Tayyib. So here, if we look at this ayah of Quran, which we read all the time, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tayyib? Let's make i'rab. Let's look at the grammar of it. B is what?
Harf.
Ism, and the alif is dropped here, is?
Majroor.
Majroor. Excellent. Tayyib. Now, the ism Allah. Now, what is this?
This is Mudafi Ilayh.
Everybody agree with that?
And why is it Mudafi Ilayh?
Excellence, you tell me.
Oh, it's excellency.
Oh, you didn't watch the video? What do you have this camera on for?
I'm going to find it.
It's on there. I showed it to you. Tell you. It does have numbers. It's got numbers on the side. I'll show them to you, inshallah. Okay. Tell you. So, the first thing, what is the A'rab of it?
It's
Majroor. Tayyib? So you already know, because of mashallah, last week's lesson, for those who were here or watched the video, that there's only two reasons, in reality, why it would be Majroor, right? Now we talked about, you know, if it's Al-Qadi and Qadin and that kind of exception to the rule, but in rule, so either it's got to have a harf, a jar, before it, or it's got to be Mudaf Ilayh. So, does it have harf jar before it?
No.
It does?
No.
Okay, some people are shaking their head less. I was like, oh, really?
Well, you're pointing at ism, so ism does have, right? You're pointing at ism.
Right, but
so ism does, but we're talking about Allah.
Ism Zul Jalala, does it have, the one we're discussing, is here in this place of ism, a harf jar?
No.
No, it's not. Tayyib. So, what are the qualities of something that is mudaf, mudaf ilayh? Yes.
One is nakira, one is ma'rifa.
Excellent. So, one is nakira, one is ma'rifa. So, is ism nakira?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I only hear like one voice. So everybody else asleep?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got a lot of students for the brothers watching video. There's a lot of students here. We're not hearing them. Tayyib. So this is nakira and this is ma'rifa. Right? Now, today's dars is sifa. Right? So could this be a sifa here?
No.
Could this be a sifa of ism? No? Why not?
It's not describing anything.
Excellent. First thing is, it's not describing. Second pointer, when you have a sifa, when you have atfir, it has to have taba, it has to follow in gender, in ma'rifa and nakara, yirhamukullah, and in i'rab. So if this was a sifa, if, and it's not, it would have to be ma'rifa, ma'rifa. You get it? If you don't get it, ask.
I get it.
MashaAllah. The third time taking the class, you better get it. Yes, Yusuf.
Third time.
Fourth, MashaAllah. May Allah bless it to be a fifth. Rahmatullah. Yusuf, go ahead. You raised your hand.
Scratching my head.
Oh, in that case, from scratching your hand, now tell me, what do I mean that they both have to be ma'rifah? Excellent. So if this was al-ism, Allah, then we could have had a discussion that is it ma'tuf, is it connected through one of these, but it's not. And it's majroor, and this is nakira, and this is ma'rifa. And ism Allah comes together to give you the full meaning. Right? What are we talking about? Beginning with the name of Allah. Right? If you just said ism, who's ism? If you said I begin with Allah, that doesn't make sense. What do you mean you begin with Allah? Right? So, then we see that this is what is it? Mudaf ilayh. And this becomes your mudaf And mudaf doesn't have i'rab of itself, so that's why we don't. Its i'rab is actually from the harf jar that was before it. Tayyib. Now mudaf ilayhi majrur. We got that. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. What is the i'rab here? Are they also mudaf ilayhi?
They're both sifa.
They're sifa. How did you get that?
Because they're both describing.
Excellent. First thing, they are sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing, you find that they are both following this pattern of being majrur. Right? They're all majrur?
Yes.
Everybody agree? And they're all ma'rifah. Yes?
Yes.
So this tells you that this is... Now, I could make an argument here that this is badal and all that. We're not going down that path right now. But these are sifat. Tayyib? So this is describing ism dhul jalala, the word Allah, that bi ism with, I begin with, you know, the harf of the fi'l, I don't get into all that. The name of Allah, the most extremely merciful and the specifically merciful who's showing mercy, so Rahman and Rahim. Everybody got this? Rahman got it. Tayyib. In Surah Al-Fatiha, we also find غَيْرُ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Tayyib. So, now, غَيْر مَغْضُوبِ. Right? What do we find here?
Majrur.
But now, all you cool guys, tell me, why is it majrur?
Alif.
Alif? You weren't here in the last class, were you?
No.
Watch the video. There you go. Why is it majrur? We just did this.
Mudaf.
Mudaf ilay. Nakira. Ma'rifa. Right? There you go. Right? Ma'rifa. Nakira. Majrur. No harf jar. This is mudaf. Mudaf ilay. Alayhim. Jar majrur. Leave it. Walad dalin. Tayyib. Why Baleen, and inshallah we'll discuss how different things become majrur, but this is majrur bil ya. Tayyib? This is majrur with what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when we talk about muslimun and muslimin, what's the difference? Muslimun is marfu bil waw. Muslimin is majrur bil ya. It could be mansoon bil ya too, but we'll talk about that later. So this is majrur, okay? But why is it majrur? Is it mudaf? Mudaf ilayh?
No.
So why is it majrur?
Ooh.
You did take the class 4 times, mashallah. And remembered.
What
this is
majrur?
I'm sorry, what?
Which one is majrur?
Baleen.
Why is it majrur?
I mean, how do we know it's majrur or why is it majrur? We know because it's got a ya.
Oh, because
of ya. So, when you have jama, mudhakkar salim, it's marfu bil waw. Dalun would have been marfu. And it's majrur bil ya, so we know it's majrur. But why is the question I'm asking you?
It's also sifa.
A sifa of who?
Oh.
It's a beginning
of
there.
It's
ba, right?
Oh no, this is a different ayah. We finished Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Like the beginning, the first
one
is ba.
Right, but that ayah is done now. So we're not talking about bi-ism Allah anymore, right?
Okay.
So we are at غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Tayyib. So, you notice here, as Abdul Rahman is gleefully pointing out, there is a wow.
That's not what I was pointing out.
Oh, there was it?
Oh, I was laughing because he asked if that was a ba. It wasn't even me this time.
Oh, no, he was actually thinking it was majrur because of the ba. Not that he couldn't read
what
my accent.
What is majrur? You know,
majrur? Watch the last video and you'll figure it out.
Okay.
So now, here we have waw al-at. This is called at, to join. Everybody paying attention? Alright. So, atf is to join. So we have غير المغضوب عليهم, and we don't want to be on the path of those that Allah has his anger or wrath is upon them. Nor, now we're joining, we're saying another thing, it's not a sifa. Nor of those that went astray. So because we're connecting with the waw, and there's different types of waw. There is waw al-ma'iyya, we discussed that in mansubat. There's waw al-qasam, we discussed that in majrurat. There's waw al-atf that we're discussing here. And there's more, we'll discuss those as the class goes. But this waw is to connect these two. Right? Because we don't want to be on the path of either one of them. So when you connect them in being ma'rifah and in being majrur, it takes on that sifa or the quality of what's before it, the atf. And then this is called atf ma'tuf. Ma'tuf is what you connect with. So this is ma'tuf to ma'tuf ilay, yani this, because the harf al-atf. Now, inshallah, today we will even go over the base of all of the huruf al-atf. Which huruf, which letters in the Arabic language can you use to join i'rab, join the linguistic properties of asma? So one of them we just went over is what?
Wow.
Al-waw. So you can connect with al-waw. One of them is?
Al-fa.
You can connect with fa, especially when you have shart, jawab shart, or when you have something and then something. You can also connect with thumma. Thumma, fa, meem, dhamma, shadda, al-fatha. Now, thumma with the fatha al-fa, this is not atf. Thumma, we discussed, is darf, there. We discussed the ayah about it. But thumma is to join, but thumma shows tartib. Like something happened, thumma something. Wow shows that it happened together. Now there's different types of waw, as I said, there is ma'iyya, and then there is atf. Then there is aw. What does aw mean? Or, right? So we can say, or, this, or that. Also different type of or. Like this is where you are saying, you can do this, that, or that. Right? Or you can say, this happened, or this happened. Hada aw hada. Tayyib? Lakin. What does lakin mean?
But.
It also joins. Amma. Amma ba'd. And after that. Right? You're connecting the first part of the speech with the next, but with amma, and then, as you could say in English. La. Now la is very interesting, because la can come with different i'rab. It can come for atf, it can also come for nahi, it can also come for nafi, it can also come bringing its own i'rab, but it is one of the words, one of the huruf, the letters of atf. Bal. Bal you can take as or as well, but a different type of or, you know, which is you are negating something. Like in, you could also say nay in old English. I don't use nay much anymore. Nay, I shall be going to the show. But you can say bal. Like many times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say something the kuffar are saying, and then he will say bal. He says no, nay, or instead what is reality, and then he'll give you what's real. Right? So if you say, هل ذهبت إلى مكة؟ نقول بل ذهبت إلى المدينة ولكن إن شاء الله سنذهب إلى مكة. Like you could say, did you go to Mecca? You can say, no, but I did go to Medina, and inshallah I'll go to Mecca. So you're making a correction here. That's one of the things of بل. Then you have حتّى. حتّى we discussed being from the حروف الجر as well. And I told you at that time that حتّى and many other like khala, hasha, ada, those they can come in different i'rab. Right? We have to learn where they are, and then we'll understand when we understand them to take what i'rab. But hatta can be used as one of the huruf al-atf, the huruf to join.
Here it's even or hatta?
Until you can say even, you can translate in different ways, but basically you're going to say we did this hatta maut, you know, till. So it can be used differently, but hatta, it can come as mudaf, it can come, you know, because it has no i'raf from mudaf, it can come as huruf al-atf, it can come as huruf al-jar. Some ulama have taken difference to it too, but how will you know is the context and what it does. Tayyib, so now let's go here. Harun, make some i'raf for us.
إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين.
طيب.
الله العظيم.
طيب. So.
إن إذا خبر كان إن الله.
خبر كان or.
اسم إن.
اسم إن. Excellent. So this is actually your مبتدا, right? Right? What type of جملة? We have جملة. اسمية. And where is your khabar? This is your khabar. Yes. Well, I don't know. What do you think? No? Okay. What type of khabar is it? There's four types of khabar, right? We studied all this. Abdurrahman.
What?
What type of khabar?
Khabar kana.
Khabar kana.
Is that yuhibbu?
Yes, very clearly written.
This is
easy. What is
jumla fi'liya?
Excellent. So khabar is jumla fi'liya, and we discuss khabar can be mufrad, it can be jumla ismiya, it can be jumla fi'liya, it could be shibh jumla. But this is a jumla fi'liya. It begins with a fi'l. So your khabar here has come as jumla fi'liya. Tayyib. So inna Allah, why is your mubtada mansub? Mubtada should be marfu'. Why is it mansub?
Inna.
Because of inna. Right? Ism inna is mansub. Got it. Tayyib. Yuhib, here is going to be your fi'l. Tayyib. At-tawabin, what is it?
Majroor.
Majroor?
Yeah. Any khilaf of ulama here on this being majroor, or everybody has ittifaq? Ahlul ilm, ahlul lahu, ahlul lugha, and antum. Tayyib. If this is majroor, why would it be majroor? I don't see it being mudaf ilay. I don't see it being after haruf al-jar.
There's marifa.
Why would marafa make it? Where is your mudaf?
Yuhib
is a fi'l. Mudaf or asma?
Oh, this is mansoob.
It's mansoob. It's not majroor. As I said earlier, mudhakkar salim can be mansoob bilya as well. And you could have known that easily by just thinking of the fact that this is the muf'ul bihi. Right? There, the tawabin, that verily or definitely indeed Allah, He loves the people who make tawbah. Right? So tawabin are maf'ul bih, they are the ones that are being loved here. So, maf'ul bihi is mansub. Tayyib, that was the easy part. Wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Right? Now here, wow, it joins these as well. And it joins them in i'rab. Now, this is maf'ul bihi anyway. But you do see two sentences coming together. This is connected to this through the wow. Tayyib? Now, let's look at some easier examples. The Quran sometimes difficult. That's why I'm going to give you some very easy examples. Tayyib. جاء عثمان العاقل. طيب. Oh, what? You want to put غير عاقل here? طيب. So, عثمان, not necessarily me, just a general statement. جاء came عثمان العاقل. What is the Arabia?
جاء came, it's
Okay, this is fi'l, excellent. This is your fa'il. And what is this? Maf'ul. Nobody came on me, bro. Tell you. Al-aqil, the one who has some amount of thinking, ability to think. Tell you. What is this?
Which one? Lihi?
Lihi? Maf'ul lihi? Did I come... Lihi? What is lihi? Lahu? Fihi? Did I come in aqil? I don't know who aqil is, but... So, I didn't come... Aqil means somebody who can think, right? So, sifa, excellent. So this is a sifa. طيب. Al-Qur'anu al-Karimu.
Karim is sifa.
Nat bin'ud? MashaAllah, man, I bet you know what that means. Just because you heard Abdurrahman say it. You think I don't know who's at what level? Can't cheat in this class, bro. Tayyip. Tayyip. So now, it's a good question, Usama. If it's, it's the right answer, you just don't know why it's the right answer. Tayyip. If it's not man'ud, tell me this. Why isn't it mubtada khabar? Now I know you heard it from Abdurrahman and you didn't know the answer.
They're both ma'arifah.
Excellent, you can listen really well from Abdurrahman's whispering in your ears. Tayyip. So this is your what is being described, and this is your sifa. This is mawsuf and sifa, not ma'nud. Tayyip. Now
what is mawsuf?
Both are marfu.
What is mawsuf? You said
mawsuf? Mawsuf, what is being described. Sifa, mawsuf. You're messing me up, eh? Sifa, mawsuf. Not man'ud. Tayyip. Now we understand sifa, right? And we understand atf. And inshallah, you're going to memorize all of the haruf al-atf. So you can know any time that they come in the Quran or an ahadith. But now, and I'm going to give you some very easy examples because this is just an introduction, inshallah ta'ala. Have you ever read like a book and it begins with فَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ الْحَافِظُ For example, Ibn al-Qayyim, right? Or, you know, Al-Allama, Al-Shaykh al-Islam, like this, it has many titles. So now here, how would, if this is the beginning of a book, or beginning of the, قال الإمام, would it be مو, مي, ما?
إمامو,
excellent. Al-Hafidhu, ذي, ذا. Tayyib. Ibnu ni na.
Ibnu.
Ibnu. I got ni. Which one should I be?
Ibnu.
No. Okay, we have ni and nu. We have khilaf of alemana. Ibn al qayyami ma mu.
Mu.
Mu. Okay, we have khilaf of alema here too. Tayyib. So now, why is it imamu?
Because
what? You better be careful, you're going to make your hair come off, bro. Take it easy. Tayyip. So, imamu is your mubtada. Let's go with that.
Sheikh.
Al-hafidhu. Yes.
Even if you say qala?
No, it would be different, right?
Yeah, but you said qala to begin with. Qala imam.
Tayyip. Okay, even if you said qala.
Then it's different, right? It's imam.
If I said qala. Four times you took the class. If you said qala, this would be the fa'il, it would still be maf'ul. But, so, imamu is your mubtada. What is al-hafidhu?
It's sifa.
Sifa? So, am I describing the imam? Who's imam?
Anta.
Jazakallah khair, man. I like this. He said Anta. Ahsant, mashallah. Tayyip. So here.
Ana imam.
Mashallah. Anta imam aydan? Mashallah. Kulluna imma. Hada huwa yani. Bil asaf. Idha anta imamuna, kulluna fi an-nar. If we look at...
Hafiz is description also.
Okay, so here, let's look at this. If we take al-imamu, Al-Hafidhu Ibnu. Right? Are these describing, are we talking about the same person or different people?
Same person.
What do you think, bro?
Same person.
You there? Alright, good.
I'm listening.
Same person or different? Are we talking about one guy who's an imam, another one who's a hafid, the other one who's ibnu? No, we're actually describing the same person. And who is Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah? But we are giving you different titles for the same person. Right? And they're not really descriptions, like we didn't say, meaning Ibn al-Qayyim huwa mithalan latif, alim, mashallah, ahlul ilm. No, we're actually giving you badal, in place of. So in reality, this is called badal. And in badal, they will all be on the same wazan as well. Yani on the same i'rab. They will all be ma'rifa, they will all be the same i'rab.
Is that, besides as-sifa, is it an-na'at or...?
So an-na'at and sifa are the same thing.
Oh, okay, an-na'at.
That's why you put them together. They're both used in the istilah of Nahu. Like I said, in advanced classes, we could have gotten into a discussion of why we have these two titles, and what the different ulama said. Is there a difference? Which ulama thought there was a difference? But we're not, so we're not. Right now, to you and to me, all of those, both of those are the same thing. Tayyip? Now, here, we're actually on number three now, right? Which is badal. When you put another name in place of that name, meaning to describe the same thing, right? So, badal is not a sifa. You're actually not describing what's in the beginning, but you're giving different names to the same thing. For example, if we said, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Amir, I was going to make you guys do the Arab. We're not done with this one yet, but Amiru al-Mu'mineen, Umar. Now, Umar is Mamnu min al-Sarf and stuff, we'll get into that later, but anyway. So, Amir means the leader, al-Mu'mineen, the believers, and Umar is the name. Now, this is, I'll just make it easy for you. Mudaf ilayh, right? This is your mudaf, and this is what we're talking about, right? Amir, the leader. Umar and Amir are the same thing, right? Because Umar is Amir al-Mu'mineen. We're not describing Umar's character or his great abilities and something. We're just telling you about the same thing, which is Amir al-Mu'mineen and Umar. So this is considered badal. And badal will take the i'rab of the mubdal, yani the one it is being replaced for. Tayyip? So here when we came back to Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah, we said imamu al-hafidhu, but when we came to Ibn, some of you ulama of Nahu thought it was Ibni, Osama. So why did you think it's Ibni? Abdurrahman's not whispering in your ear anymore.
Oh, you know? Talking to me?
Yes, yes. Remember we were talking about Ibn?
Yeah, I don't know.
Alright, that's good, but you can learn here. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim means the son of al-Qayyim. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim, the scholar we're talking about, is he al-Qayyim or is he the son of the caretaker of the Madrasa al-Jawziyah?
The son.
The son. So al-Qayyim is actually his father. And Ibn is him. So this is actually the person we're talking about, is Ibn, not Al-Qayyim. So Ibn, Hafiz, and Imam is all referring to the same person. Abu Bakr, also known as Ibn Al-Qayyim, Al-Jawziyah. Tayyib? Everybody understand?
Tayyib.
Now, when we talk about Al-Qayyim, that's his father. Ibn Al-Qayyim Al-Jawziyah's father is Al-Qayyim. So this is actually mudaf ilay. So this means it's ibnu al-qayyamin. Because ibn is your mudaf, nakira. This is your ma'rifa, bil-alif and lam. And because of this, this will become ma'rifa, but in itself it's not. So that becomes ibn al-qayyamin. Ibn al-qayyamin. So now you look at the concept of badal. طيب you guys with me or not?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Everybody looks a little lost here, but right. So inshallah, learn these in essence first, and we'll do a lot of practice inshallah in the next classes. We'll do a lot of i'rab of ayat and things inshallah, so that way once you start practicing, it will become, everything will become easier inshallah.
So the first one, when you give the example, Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
Yes.
So Rahman, we can say basically that can be also Badr. It can be Sifa and Badr, both of them, or no?
So it's a good, that's why I said earlier, I could have made an argument that this is Badr. And when you look at books of I'rab, many times these arguments happen. But there's a couple of things. One thing is, in Badr, a lot of times, it's not really telling you a descriptive word. It's rather telling you another role for the same person, right? For example, here, when we say Amirul Mu'mineen, it's not really telling you much about Umar. It's just telling you that he is also in this role. When we look at Al-Imam Al-Hafiz, it's really not describing him, it is telling you different qualifications he has. But when you look at Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, it is from Rahama. It's not telling you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also something else. Rather, it's describing either the essence with Rahman or the fi'liya with Rahim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the stronger Arab here is, these are sifat. But like I said, these arguments and discussions do go on in the books of Arab. And you can make cases both ways. But inshallah, I mean, right now I'm just going to give you the stronger views. When we go deeper, maybe we'll even get into discussions. Tell you. So, when we look at the last one, which I'm just going to touch on a little bit today, and then we're going to go in depth in the next dars, is Tawqeed. What does Tawqeed mean? Emphasis. Now, like I said, in the Arabic language, there's many, many, many ways to show emphasis.
You say Tawqeed?
Tawqeed.
Tawqeed.
Tawqeed. Right? For example, when I said Inna, Inna Allaha, right? Inna has no meaning of itself. It's just to show emphasis. Verily, indeed, surely. In English we have those too. But in Arabic it's a lot clearer, and there's a lot more ways, and they have a stronger or a clearer hierarchy. Right? If I said innama, you would know that's a stronger way of showing emphasis than inna. Right? If I said la wa illa or ma wa illa, those are stronger ways than inna. With af'al, I can't use inna. I can use Qad and Laqad and Lam. So those are all ways of showing emphasis. One of the ways is to add another word which will only be there for emphasis. And inshallah, like I said, I have a lot of examples for Tawqeed. We'll go over that in the next class. But I'm just introducing the concept here. Tayyib? So now we have four things for you to memorize. Na'at and Sifa, which is one thing. Atf and the Huruf Atf. Badal. And the concept of something else, also describing the same thing, but not describing it, rather giving it another name or another title. Tayyib? And Tawqeed, which is to show emphasis. These four things are tawabi'. They will come as obedient or followers of whatever they are connected to. And all of them will have to be connected to something. So if you have a sifa, there is mawsuf. The sifa, the description, is going to be connected to the one it's describing. If you have at, we have ma'tuf. If it is at, one thing, it's going to have to use one of the haruf al-at, and there's going to be something it's going to be ma'tuf to. It's going to be connected to. If you have badal, you have the mubdal, yani that which is it, badal is taking the place of. So when you have something and badal, here for example, Ibn was actually your real subject. These were actually badal, even though you could say Imam is Muqtada and the rest are badal. But in reality, if you boil it down, we're actually talking about this person, who is the son of Al-Qayyim. So, Al-Hafidh Al-Imam is actually talking about Ibn Al-Qayyim. So, Mubaddal is what is being replaced, and you're going to have to connect it. Tawqeed is also going to show emphasis to whatever you're putting that emphasis to. So it's also going to be connected as well. So all of these are tawabi'. They are following. They will follow in general, and we'll talk about exceptions later inshallah. They will follow the i'rab. They will follow the gender So if one is mudakkar, the other is going to be mudakkar. If one is muannath, the other is going to be muannath. And they will follow the ma'rifah nakira. If one is ma'rifa, the other is going to have to be ma'rifa. One is nakira, the other is going to have to be nakira. Tayyib. Now, I know this is some new stuff for many of you. Many of you, like Abdurrahman, have already studied this, mashallah. But if it's new, just let it soak in. Just take it in. Make the chart. Memorize the words. Memorize the chart. And inshallah, like I said, when we first started with the marfu'at, everybody was like, what are you talking about? But now, you guys have mubtada and khabar, mashallah, like as if we're talking about Coke and Pepsi. So, sooner or later, it'll all become second nature to you. We've done a lot so far. But mashallah, those that are steadfast, you're making excellent progress. Make sure you're doing your homeworks. Make sure you're memorizing your charts. Try, inshallah, to memorize the huruf, like the huruf ijar we discussed, and others, the inna wa ikhwatiha, and kana wa ikhwatiha. As long as you're getting these principles, they will also be a good base for you to advance your Arabic. So especially if any of you go to Islamic universities or other madaris, inshallah, you will have a stronger base than others because you will have memorized the categories that are the basics of all Arabic grammar. Tayyib. Inshallah, we'll end here today. Next dars that you have with me, inshallah, we'll pick up from Tawqeed, and then we'll do examples for all four of these, and then we'll have a test, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair.
إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله